This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Popka. A vigil was held in Miami, Florida on Monday night for the dead and missing from last week's condo building collapse.
When we venture to these unthinkable times, cherished memories and love, may they grow inside your heart.
Martin Langesfeld is among those waiting for news about his loved ones. He said his sister Nicole and brother-in-law were married only 5 months ago.
There's hope. I really believe miracles do happen. Things like this have happened around the world, and forces, Israeli forces, Mexican forces, the best teams are on this mission right now, and I truly believe.
The work to recover the bodies or rescue those maybe still alive has been deliberate and treacherous. Just two additional bodies were found on Monday, raising the count of confirmed dead to 11. That leaves 150 people still unaccounted for in the community of Surfside just outside of Miami. The U.S. military, under the direction of President Joe Biden, conducted airstrikes against what it said were facilities used by Iran-backed militia groups near the border between Iraq and Syria. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Italy yesterday for the foreign minister's G20.
We have been very clear, the president has been very clear throughout, that we will act to protect U.S. personnel. And given these ongoing attacks that you referred to by Iran-backed groups targeting our interests in Iraq, he directed further military action. We've taken action previously to disrupt and deter these attacks.
U.S. forces in Syria came under rocket attack on Monday with no reported casualties, one day after U.S. warplanes conducted those airstrikes. This is VOA News. The coronavirus pandemic, climate change, and food security are on the agenda today as foreign ministers from the G20 group of nations meet in Italy. The talks in the city of Matera represent the first time the ministers are gathering in person since 2019. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said, "To bring the pandemic to an end, we must get more vaccines to more places." Blinken also highlighted U.S. contributions to the COVAX dose-sharing facility to get supplies of COVID-19 vaccines to low- and middle-income countries and praised Italy for making the pandemic a focus at Tuesday's meetings. As the U.S. works on its military withdrawal from Afghanistan, members of the global coalition fighting the Islamic State group met on Monday to chart future steps against the extremist group. The meeting came just a day after the U.S. launched airstrikes against Iran-backed militias near the Iraq-Syria border. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Foreign Minister of Italy Luigi Di Maio co-chaired the gathering of senior officials from the 7-year-old 83-member bloc. Independent researchers say the military takeover in Myanmar has given the junta full control of the country's lucrative and conflict-ridden jade mining. Now, that control gives the junta the mining profits and leverage for consolidating power. Research group Global Witness also says in its new report that fighting was flared around mines in remote Kachin State, worsening the instability in the region bordering China. Army and ethnic guerrilla forces have been fighting in Kachin for years, but they had largely cooperated to share profits from mining of the world's richest jade deposits. Experts say the February 1st coup has upended those arrangements. The UN Human Rights Chief is urging countries worldwide to do more to help end discrimination, violence, and systemic racism against people of African descent and make amends to them, including through reparations. The call comes from UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Michelle Bachelet.
Status quo is untenable. Systemic racism needs a systemic response. We need a transformative approach that tackles the interconnected areas that drive racism and lead to repeated, horrible tragedies like the death of George Floyd. I'm calling on all states to stop denying and start dismantling racism, to end impunity and build trust, to listen to the voices of people of African descent, and to confront past legacies and deliver redress.
For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Joe Palka, VOA News.